We are or not?
We are. Says the Gemara. Bo Aminator Shmuel Bar Abba me Ekronia me Rabbi Abba. So Rabbi Shmuel Bar Abba from Ekronia asks Rabbi Abba, Kishahin Shaman. We've been talking about the assessments that are done in order to figure out what payments need to be made, when they need to be made. So when they're doing their assessments, how do they do it? Bishel Ohein Shaman or Bishel Olamein Shaman? Do you only look at the Mazik's own property and he has to pay the best of that property? Or do we look at them as categories and we look at the rest of the world and we figure out what is the category referred to as Idis? What's the nafka mina between the two? So we said if this guy is particularly wealthy and all of his lands would be considered to be Idis for the rest of the world, but he has lands that are worth much more than the most basic amount of Idis, so which one does he have to pay? If it's Bishalo, then he has to pay from his personal best, however much that is worth. If it's Bishalolam, as long as we're within the category called Idis, that is going to be sufficient. So says the Gemara, Ali b'Rabbi Shmuel lo tiboy lochtam Rabbi Denizok sheminam. We don't have this question according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says that it is b'Denizok. That we discussed a little bit yesterday. When is the question? It is only according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds the Amar b'demazik shaminan, that we make the determination based on the lands of the mazik. So what we explained, again in brief, what we explained yesterday was that really it could be a question on Rabbi Yishmael also, but not in the classic case where Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva disagree. In the classic case where they disagree, which is the case when the Ziboris, when the Idis of the Nizak equals the Ziboris of the Mazik, and Rabbi Shmuel says that the Mazik pays with his Ziboris, and Rabbi Akiva says the Mazik pays with his Idis. So there, we have no room for this suffix of Bishalo or Bishalolam. But in a case where it doesn't line up perfectly, and we said there, Ahani Kra, that the Pasuk tells us that you go to the Metav of the Mazik, so we could, in theory, have the same suffix. So we suggested that the Gemara was just highlighting that in the case where there is a machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, we don't have the suffix. It's only in the case which is not part of the machlokas. Yes.
But still, what was unclear for Rabbi Shmuel Bar Abba about Rabbi Akiva's opinion?
They're about to say. So he tells us right now. So what was his suffix? His suffix. Why does he have a suffix? Why is he not sure? Rabbi Akiva says. So my, what is the din? Meitav sadeo amirachamana. The pasuk says. Meitav sadeo. That is the pasuk. Right. And the question is, how do we interpret those words? Do we say back in the Gemara, limute de nizak? What is it coming to exclude? How do we know that it's coming to exclude something? Because it has the possessive of sadehu. So it's his as opposed to something else. So yesterday we had some trouble with this. So I will try to clarify. I believe that the trouble, I had no idea what anybody was talking about. I think nobody had any idea what I was talking about. Is based on a translation of Hebrew to English problem, as I will try to demonstrate momentarily. So the two options, just in terms of how the Gemara says it, right? No, nothing added. If it's limute the nizak, if the nizak has been excluded, so then what is left? Everything else, right? If it wouldn't have said sadehu, it would have just said metav. So it could be the meitav of the mazik, it could be the meitav of the nizak, it could be the meitav of the rest of the world. So now that we've excluded nizak, that means we've excluded nizak and nothing else. So what remains? Everything else. Which what the Gemara calls bishel olam. Again, we'll explain it more momentarily. If we say that no, it's meitav sadehu, it's only his, and it excludes the olam, it excludes everybody else, then that excludes the olam and excludes the nizak also. Because nobody has a svara to say that it should be excluding the world and including the nizak. Otherwise, you're basically Rabbi Shmuel's king. So nobody's going to say that. So the two options, either it's coming to say it's his it's his and not based on the Nizak, or it's his and not based on the world, in which case, Bishalo Hain Shom. The way to understand this in terms of the English, in order to make this make sense, I believe, is that what the Torah is saying is as follows. The words Meitav Sadeu Yishalev is Mazik must pay from his premium land. Premium land. Now, the word that I changed is we've been translating Meitav as best. But best in English has a different connotation than what the Gemara understands in Meitav. Because best, we automatically assume, is the best. Meaning, I can't think of a better English way of saying it. Right away, meaning, if a person has different levels that are both, that are all very good, then the best is the best of those. It's not a category. Best is not a category. Premium is a category. The meaning like this. Now we need to understand, what does it mean? Meitav Sadeyu is these words. His premium, you mean literally his premium land, but his premium. Now premium, even in English, it can mean the best one that he has. That's the premium. His best. Or it could mean a category. L'mashal, if you go to rent a car, one of the car classes you can choose is a premium vehicle. Then we can choose a luxury. You can change the word premium to luxury if you want. Whatever. The point is that it's a word that connotes a category. Within that category of premium, you may get yourself a Lexus, an Infiniti, or a Tesla. We always like Teslas, right? Whatever. But which one it is, and even if they have separate values, those all can be considered to be premium vehicles. So now the question that the Gemara that's bothering Reb Shmuel Bar Abba from Ekronia is, well, what did the Torah mean when it said Meitav? Either it means his premium, which excludes the Nizak. We don't look at the Nizak. But it includes the Olam. It includes, because they haven't been excluded, it includes the whole world. Now, if it includes the whole world...
Saying if it's his, who's his? The Mazik?
No, his premium is... Yeah, the Mazik, yes.
So that would be Shalom.
No. If it excludes the Nizak, then everybody else is included. So who's everybody else? The Mazik and the rest of the world.
It's not Shalom.
Right.
But you said his. I thought you meant Shalom.
His is what the Torah says. The Torah says Sadehu. Sadehu means his field.
Yeah, I thought you were saying Shalom.
Fine. It includes the Nizak, it includes the whole world. And right, it also includes the Mazik. Now, how do you have a category? How do you have an explanation? But what does it mean to be the best or premium of the whole world and the Mazik? The common denominator is going to be that there's a category called premium that we look at the Alma in order to define what that category is. So if you assume that his premium is just coming to tell me it's from his premium and we don't look at the premium of the Nizak, so then what Gemara said, that what that implies is that we look at premium as a category. That is an objective category. You can open up a land guide to purchasing real estate, look up the word Meitav, look up the word premium, and there will be a value that is attached there. Then you take that value, and you look at the land that the Mazik has, and you see, what kind of lands does he have? Does he have one that fits in there? Does he not? If he does not, well, that's the price that comes a little bit later. What do you do if you don't have the land? If he does, then he can give any piece of land that fits into the category. It does not necessarily have to be his most premium, because it's a category. If you go with option two, that his means his as opposed to anyone else, then you exclude
the Olam,
and the Nizak.
And the Nizak. What are you left with then? The only thing you could be left with is Mazik himself.
That's the Pashas anywhere.
So the Gemara is going to say that this is a simpler explanation. But again, you have to understand the question before you can understand the next step. This is what the Gemara says is the suffix of Rav Shmuel bar Abba Mei Ekronia. Is this clearer than yesterday?
Based on
100%.
Jack disagrees.
I don't disagree.
Jack is too humble to disagree, but he disagrees.
I really don't disagree.
Okay.
Going to the first interpretation of
yes.
this premium land, we're saying his premium is a standard category.
This is the topic of Shmuel bar Abba, Mei Ekronia. Right? When we say Meitav Sadeh, which we are now translating in English as his premium land, right? Is that coming to exclude the... Nizak? Or is that coming to exclude everybody but him?
My question is that if premium, according to the first interpretation, is a general category,
yeah.
So why would it be excluding the... Why does it matter that it's excluding the Nizak? The Nizak also...
That's how we know it's a category.
We know it's a category because...
Because we saw that Meitav Sadeh was teaching us a different din. It's teaching us that we don't look at the Nizak. Once we don't look at the Nizak, then what are we left with? We look at the whole world. But how are you going to decide this guy's... Idis land, if you're looking at the whole world. The only way to solve that mystery is by creating categories. Because you're looking at the whole world. This is what we said yesterday at Khan. Very quickly, maybe. Yes.
So, if that were the case that it was going on, shouldn't it have said Sadehu in the plural sense?
No.
Because then you can say, yeah, it's obviously referring to many... Which means the Olam, but it doesn't say that. It says that they were in his field.
Because it wouldn't be a Miyut then. The Miyut is by saying it's his. How would you? Hebrew word would you like it to use?
Whatever.
So they have
or something.
But they're not. He's only paying from his land. They're not paying. The pasuk is saying that he is paying.
Yeah, but even in this, when you say Mishal Olam, it's only he's paying. It's just valued based on the Olam.
Right. So the pasuk is 100% accurate.
Accurate. I'm just saying.
According to you, the pasuk wouldn't be accurate. If you would,
I don't want to say that. But
if you would say Meitav Sadom Yishalem, so then it sounds like the mazik can go out and collect from whoever he wants land to pay up his debt.
So then, how could a mute go on a word that has nothing to do with assessment? It only has to do with who's giving it. The context of those words being his premium land, like the mazik has to pay.
Yeah. Mazik must pay from his premium land. That's what the pasuk says.
Okay.
So what would you like it to say?
From that, because
it says his. His has to be excluding something
right,
else.
But then how can the maskana from the miut be that it's referring to the whole olam of assessment when the context of the pasuk is talking about who's paying, not how you assess it?
Because we
don't. Like
just look at
yeah, head. That's why I think what you're confusing.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe isn't that mixing apples and oranges?
No.
It's not just...
The pasuk isn't coming...
I don't understand what you're saying.
Anybody?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's not just the word
but
his.
We're 2 more minutes on this and then we're moving on.
It's not just the word his. It's his premium together. That's why it's boxed in. His, okay, is always the mazik. Mazik's always paying.
What does that have to do with what he's saying? That's what he's saying?
He's saying that his says the mazik's paying. So how could you learn out from that who are assessing based off? Yeah.
There are 2 questions. There's who's paying and what is he paying?
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying like the assessment... is different than who's paying.
Just look at the word.
Potentially different, right? Because we don't know how to assess it at this point. We know who's paying. Obviously, the mazik's paying. He's the one who did the damage.
Right.
So how can we draw out from a miut of that now we know who's assessing it, where the assessment comes from?
What's your alternative shot? If it's excluding the nizak...
Maybe it's just talking about who's paying. Why don't we assume it's talking about how you assess who's paying?
So and the Torah just doesn't talk about it. So fine. So Chazal are explaining it then.
Maybe that's right. That it's his. So it's his. Mazik paying. Mazik is.
I don't think so. I think the opposite shot makes more sense.
Why?
Because why should we look at his lands? Why should he lose out because he happens to be a big gvir who has fancy lands, and this guy should pay less. I'm not paying the, why should I, as long as I'm giving the amount, and I'm giving what's considered to normally be metav, why should I have to pay better land than that?
You person screwed up, so you have to give your best lands. Thanks for that.
But why, what am I, you didn't, that doesn't explain why what I'm saying is wrong. If you have to be 100% right.
It's an onesh.
But you don't know that that's the onesh. You're making up the onesh.
So what's the onesh?
That's what the Gemara is trying to figure out.
Say, when you do something wrong, you have to repay. The fact that you have to repay is not a punishment?
It is.
So, okay. So if I... Okay,
but how do I know which punishment it is? There are two different punishments here. I don't know which one is right.
Punishment is how you assess it.
It's still a punishment.
What am I paying with? That's the punishment.
Right. So I think the most...
You think that's the most logical. But the Gemara is saying that there are two options. You haven't proven that option wrong. You're saying you like this one better. Okay, you're entitled to your opinion.
By the pasuk, it's the pashtus of the pasuk.
That's what the Gemara says.
So I'm not disagreeing with the Gemara then.
Okay, so then let's move on. Great. Weiter.
I guess why is the other one a possibility, I guess.
Well, then you disagree with the Gemara. The Gemara says there's a possibility. The Gemara just says this one's more mistaber. So that you have to work on. Weiter. Says the Gemara. My meitav sadei om rachaman and mutei deniza go dilmali mutei de alma nami. Again, says Rashi, the mutei denizak de lo azlin and baser meitav denizak. We don't go after the meitav of denizak. V'afagav dach ziburis demazik who meitav denizak. And even though the ziburis demazik equals the meitav of denizak, so if we didn't know anything different, we could certainly have that as a valid interpretation of the pasuk, because it's called premium. It's the premium, it happens, the premium based on the nizak, that's still called premium. Since it's not meitav vis-a-vis, when you compare it to the rest of the world, then you wouldn't be allowed to give it, because it doesn't achieve the level of premium on a global scale. But if for everybody else it would be considered to be meitav, then that would be sufficient, even if he has better land. That's one possibility. Sadehu means his, as opposed to everybody else, not just as opposed to the nizak. And the one that for him is idis, that is what he's going to give him. So the Gemara says, Amar lei. So Rabbi Abba says, Rachmana Amar Meitav Sadeu V'at Amrit Bisha Olam Hein Shamin. You are saying, the Pasuk says, Meitav Sadeu, and now you want to claim it's Bisha Olam?
Isn't what I'm saying. Meaning, how do you
mean? That's the simple pshat. That's what the Gemara is saying.
So the Gemara just backed me up here.
I've been saying that since yesterday. The Gemara says that. But the question is whether you can understand the Hava mean or not. That's what you seem to have trouble with.
Well, this doesn't understand.
Rabbi Abba does not understand the Havavina. So the Gemara does.
So
you and Rabbi Abba can be boys. Good.
Yeah.
Fine. No. But now there's an Isvei on you, so you're going to have to answer the Kasha from the Bryce. So the Gemara, that's what the Gemara says.
Tana or Amora?
Who?
Bryce.
Rabbi Abba Bar, he's an Amora.
So I'm not thinking from a Tana, so never mind.
Yeah. Okay. Again, this is all repetition of what we've been saying since whatever time it was yesterday.
Last year.
Right? The Gemara clearly says this option is the more mistaber option, but the Gemara lays out that both of them are possibilities. So Rabbi Abba responds and says, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Abba, I don't understand your suffix. Isn't it obvious that the better option is that it means Meitav Sadeyu as opposed to everybody else? So says the Gemara,
Aceve. Against what?
We'll have to see. Ain lo el. You have to see what the kasha is, and then you can see what the kasha is going on. Ain lo el idis kulam govin mino idis beninis kulam govin beninis ziboris kulam govin ziboris. So case number one of the brisa, there are going to be multiple cases on the brisa. The first case of the Bryce is the guy only has one type of land. However, as Rashi says, Ein lo elo idis, b'misha hayu lo b'chov, k'zubas isha unizaken. But the guy has three chiyuvim.
My my God, he divorced his wife, hurt somebody, and he lent someone money.
Unbelievable. So he now needs to collect. People are going to be entitled to collect from him for the Nizakin, which is entitled to Idis, the Bachov, which is entitled to Beninus, and the Ksubas Isha, which is entitled to Zibora. So says the Braisa, if he only has Idis, everybody collects from Idis. If he only has Beninus, everybody collects from Beninus. And Ziburis Kulam Govid Ziburis. And if he only has Ziburis, then everybody collects the Ziburis. Yeah.
Remember what we said before, that if a guy only has one piece of land, that is his Idis. So like if he has a Beninus over there, is that his Idis?
Mm-hmm. What's the Nafkamina? So what the Gemara is going to, again, in the cases where you have more than one field, it's easier to flesh out that question, which is what the Gemara is going to do. What the Gemara is going to do later. Clearly, at this point, the Gemara is talking about categories, right? Right.
You think that all the Idis?
What? Oh, excellent question.
I mean, close.
One second. So again, one second. So the Gemara clearly, Braisa tells us that if you have three people that are entitled to collect from you at three different levels of payment, and you only have one type of land, they all collect from that type of land.
Yeah, no kidding.
So Ryan, oh, very good. That's Ryan just asked. Ryan said, what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush of the price here? What?
You might think that to go out and buy
what?
It.
Oh, so one possible Chiddush is that we don't make you buy new land. We don't make you buy new land. The Meiri takes it a step further. Because think about it for a second. That Chiddush doesn't help in the first case. Right? In the case when he only has Idis, what's the Chiddush? Meaning, we don't make him go out and buy more land? Of course. Everybody's happy to collect.
Even the lower people.
The lower people are more than happy to collect Idis. So what, that they get anything? Of course they get something.
He doesn't have to buy cheaper land.
Why would we make him buy cheaper land? Why would we make, no? That's the question. So what's the Chiddush? In the case where he only has Ziboris, so then maybe, or only has Beninus, so then I would say that the person who's on the level above it, right, the Nezikin guy, or the Baal Chov guy, in the Ziboris case, so there the Chiddush is that the guy can't say, go out and buy land. We're not machayim to buy land. But what's the Chiddush in this case? If he only has Idis, of course they're going to collect from Idis. Says the Meiri, you know what the Chiddush is? The Chiddush is that the guy can't tell the Baal Chov or the Ksubas Isha, wait, I'm going to go out and buy the land. Not that we don't force, but that he can't even say right now, hold on, don't collect, I'm going to go get some cheaper land, and then it is in his interest. But on his level, that's not allowed. So again, one more time. In the case where he only has Idis, so he only has the best land, and now we're saying that the Baal Chov and the Ksuba, who are on a lower level, are allowed to collect from the Idis. What's the Chiddush? Of course they're allowed to collect from the Idis, that's all he has. So says the Meiri, the Chiddush is that the guy can't say, wait, don't collect, I'm going to go out and buy some junk on the level that you're entitled to, woman's entitled to Ziboris, I'm going to go out and buy that land, and then you can collect from that. Kamash Malan, that they're allowed to collect from what he has right now. So the Chiddush, in that case, goes in the opposite direction. Okay. The Chiddush, in the other case, is that we don't force him to buy the better land. But the Chiddush in this case goes in the opposite direction. That even if he wants to,
He can't push aside the ksuba of the isha or push aside the balchov and say, sorry, hold up, don't collect. I want to go buy you what you're entitled to. Yeah.
The same question is over here.
I don't remember. What did it say there?
It says that if a guy has an edus and a bitterness, and if he says he wants to sell his bitterness and go buy his burris instead.
Oh, good. That's the case that also feels good.
Wouldn't the Meiri's case ever come up? Because if you wanted to give someone worse land, then why just give them money instead of land?
You don't have.
Okay, then how are you going to buy this land?
How are you going to buy the land? Take a loan.
Wait until he's not going to buy your
father back. I don't know.
That was a very smart response.
I don't know. Whatever the reason is, whatever the Metzius is.
You can figure things out. Yes. I don't like practical
questions. Let's say he took him to court, right?
Yeah.
And let's say he buys more land. They wouldn't, like, the court would somehow know that he has, that's the land that he can't pay for.
So that's a different question. What Ryan's asking, this is something which is going to come up in the Gemara later on, is what point is the cutoff point? Meaning, at what point do we look at the lands that he has and say that whatever you have at that time, that's what you have to pay from, and if you go out and buy more, or if you had and you sold, then that's going to be part of the calculation. So that's part of the continuation of the Gemara.
What's the question?
He wanted to know at what point when you show up in court, do they know, or if you went out and bought land, does that count? Does that not count? How does that part of the system work? So the answer to that is that, again, the Gemara is going to talk about later on, is that as soon as you do the damage, is there a shibud then? Is it after you sold it? The Gemara is going to talk about those different permutations. Part of understanding that, and part of what we should keep in mind when we see the continuation of the sugya, is this question of what moment is the defining time that there is some sort of relationship between those who are owed and this land. And if you do something or don't do something, how will that impact what people can collect from? Okay, that's category of case number one of the Braisa. Again, we haven't gotten into what the Kasha is, but we've got to understand the Braisa itself first. So the first point that the Braisa makes is that if you only have one category of land, and you have three people at three different levels, so they all collect from the land that you have. Which again, in and of itself isn't a chiddush. The chiddush is that there's no jockeying for getting the appropriate lands. Yes?
Can we talk halacha maisa on this stuff at some point?
Probably not, but we'll see.
That's just what actually happened.
Probably not, but we'll see. It's going to require learning a good chunk of Shloshim Mishpat. Because again, a lot of these things are interrelated. They're not what we'd call cut and dry. Okay. The Chidushei Harim, I don't know if you saw, it's not on there. I did. It's the Ger Rebbe. And I sent out, I only got it this morning with Ryan's help. Managed to find it on Hebrew Books. Where did it go? So I sent out a picture of it. So he says something interesting. If you look at the top of the piece there, you should only be on your phone in the on the graphic that we are looking at, right? Okay, good.
Of course.
I know. Amrlei. Right, Ela Idis, if it's Idis, right, Kulan Govin. So Kasha Pshita, right? Ryan's Kasha. Isn't it obvious? Isn't it Pashut? V'diyak mina Gaonzal, not sure who the Gaon is that gets quoted by the Chiddush Harim. Maybe, I doubt it's the Vilna Gaon, but whoever it was. Dekamash Malan, maybe it was. Dekamash Malan, the Chiddush is, She'eno Yachal Limkara Idis, Viligos Bainis Lahag Bosam. That he can't sell the Idis and then force everybody to take Bainis. Let's leave that aside for the moment. Let's see what he himself says. Ulanias Daiti says a fascinating Chiddush.
Who is this?
This is the Chidushei Harim, the first Ger Rebbe. Ulanias Daiti, the Kamash Malon, Af She'ein Maspik Likulon. What if there's not enough for everybody? You have this piece of Idis land, this big
fat, juicy piece of Idis, and you have a Nizakin that needs to collect, and a Bachov, and a Ksubas Isha, and they all need to collect, but there is not enough for all of them. Lo Amrinan, we don't say, Shehanizak Yika Chakol, Shedino Be'idis, Umishubadim Lo Yoser. What's the Hava Mina? What might I have said that we don't say?
He has to go be a slave.
No.
The Nizak is the most entitled to this piece of land, so he should get all of it.
Ah! That the Nizak, who's the one, only one who's deserving of Idis, so maybe he should come in and he would be able to say, I'm the only one who deserves Idis, I get first. And if there's nothing left for anybody else, tough noogies booby. Doesn't work.
I've never heard that one.
Sorry. Doesn't work. The Gemara says, "Av shein maspik lekula, neither is not enough every lo amrina." We don't say shanizach gikach hakol, that the nizach will take everything. Shedino beidis, because he's the one who al pi halacha is entitled to this. Umeshubadim lo yosem. Meshubadim is the language of a lien. That I have a relationship that this is owed to me. So we don't say that his relationship in terms of being owed this karka is stronger than everybody else because he's the only one whose din is be'idis. One second. V'kamash melon shedinam shave. That they are the same. What does that mean? Okay, so now it depends. He's going to say, well, the kulan govin, oshechan muktam abuzmanam shave choken. So then we go into other factors. There are real factors that determine it. Meaning which one comes first is sometimes the deciding factor. So if the Ksubas Isha was the first one, that in terms of the obligation, they were married for a long time, and the Nezik only happened recently, then actually she will be the one to be able to collect. There are other rules that govern when there are multiple people who need to collect, what order they collect in, or whether they divide it equally. But the point that the Chiddush Yerim is saying is that the Chiddush of the Braisa is that I might have thought that in this man can say, I have a stronger claim than any of the other rules for collecting because I am naturally the only one who deserves. Is it Kamash Malan that is not true? Fascinating diuk of the Chiddushei Harim. Yeah.
Are you done with the Chiddushei Harim?
I'm done with the Chiddushei Harim. Not forever, but for the moment.
Another question. The two ways of evaluating the land.
You're going back to that thing?
No.
Okay, good.
Going back to like original, right? Based on the Nizak or based on the Mazak or based on the world?
Yes.
Aren't those two very different prices?
Yes.
They are, right?
Potentially. Yeah, let's bring that to me now.
So this one is like based on.
We don't know.
This the Chiddush HaRim?
Yeah, how do you know? If anything, it's based on it sounds like it's based on the old one, right?
No, if somebody finds out the land, I'm not sure how it works.
Again, it's part of what the Gemara is going to get, what the Gemara and the Rishon are going to get to later on in terms of being medayik. What you could prove from this case, from the fact that there only is Idis. So does that mean that it's
no? But I'm saying, if you're evaluating it based on the world, first of all.
Well, if it fits into the category of the.
It's not Idis. And therefore you can't.
What do you mean? If it's not Idis, then you have that's the next case where you only have Baininess. How do you have a case where you only have Baininess? That must be based on the world. Right?
Right.
How else do you have a case where you only have Baininess?
Right.
So that's what the Mari Cohen Tzedek on the Mar Makomos asked. He asked it on a different case. But right, he says. He says it on later on, but the Iamrit Bishalohin Shaman, by Vim Toma Havakshu, my Karle Baininess. How are we ever calling one land Baininess? Or if you have the case where we're going to have later on of Baininess and Ziburis, how do you have a case where it's Baininess and Ziburis? If you hold it's Bishaloh, doesn't the Baininess automatically turn into Idis? Right? Which is similar, but not exactly what the Gemara asked, but why don't we, the Mari Cohen Tzedek is asking, is why don't we try to prove from the Braisa itself? Why don't we prove from this case? Why don't we prove that it's Bishel Olam and not Bishelo? Because we have a case where it's only Beinonis, or only Ziburis. That obviously must be based on the world's evaluation, because if he only has one, then that's his best. So automatically, when you only have one, that should automatically be Iddis. How do you have a case where you only have Beinonis or only have Ziburis? So that should be the... All right, that's a good point. So why don't we say from this, you see from the fact that the Braisa talks about only having Beinonis or only having Ziburis, so you see it must be Mishalola Main Shaman, because it doesn't make sense otherwise. Why do we have to continue the Braisa? Why do we have to come to a convoluted? Okay, great. So says Ma'ari Kohen Tzedek. Yeah.
The question is just, why did we quote that part? Why do you have to bring
Why when the Gemara is Medaic, whatever its question is, the Gemara's question is a little bit more convoluted. It's a good question anyway. The Gemara's going to get to. But isn't it just obvious from the Braisa itself? No diukim, just straight up. How do you have case number one of the Braisa? How do you have a case where a guy only has Beinonis and only has Ziburis? If you hold this Bishalo, isn't it automatically Iddis? So he answers, V'yesh Lomar, the Shayach L'mikri Beinonis came in Davi Beinonis to Alma. No, there's no Raya. When the Braisa is talking, the Braisa can still speak. Meaning everybody agrees. Everybody agrees that there are categories of land called Iddis, Beinonis, and Ziburis. And those are known categories. That's not the question. That Kulei Alma Lo Pligi, that if you open up the real estate guide, you will find categories for all three lands. The question is that what the Torah is talking about here? So he says you can't be medayik from the fact that the Braisa might refer to the category of Beinonis or the category of Ziburis, that it's, you see, that when you're coming to payments, it's only based on Shel Olam and not Shelo, because the Braisa is just talking, Darko Shel Olam is just talking in the way of the categories that are already pre-existent, therefore there's no Raya from this. Yes.
Who makes up these categories?
The world.
So the Olam.
The Olam.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So then it's Olam based.
So you're asking a question on yourself?
No.
You wanted it to be Shiloh. You've been advocating for Shiloh the whole time.
Forget that.
We're not going to go there, because I don't think it's Akasha, but if anything, it was Akasha on yourself.
No, I don't get the response of, because it's just categories that exist. It's not a riot that is...
The Braisa was not talking. When the Braisa mentions, if he has Iddis, Beinonis, or Ziboris, the Braisa does not necessarily have to be taking sides on the question of when it comes to this pasuk, is it Bishal or Bishal Olam? Because everybody agrees that these categories exist. The question is, when a mazik pays, what are the categories? Does he use these categories, or does he use his personal categories?
But it seems to me that they're always in effect.
They are!
So it's always, in, the Olam is always...
So that's good! So now you can understand this better. No, I don't know.
I mean,
you're the Shalom man.
Forget that for a second. What about this one?
Okay, let's Weiter. Okay.
It's on topic.
Shiloh, did he have anything? Shh. We'll fight later. Did he have anything you wanted to say? Okay. So, Jet, you said? No? Okay. So that's what the.
Did you get it?
No.
You just said the response of that thing is that it's not talking about in those cases.
The Braisa is not taking sides on this question.
Adam, right? That's what you said.
I said
Darche Olam, whatever.
Shayach Lemikre, that's what I said, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
So that's why I think both of these things are possibilities. Because we know that these categories exist. We know there is something called a premium automobile that is a category.
How can there ever be Shiloh then?
How can there be Shiloh? Because maybe that's what the Pasuk is saying.
That means my best land, Iddis, is what the world considers to be Iddis then. Because Iddis, the concept of Iddis.
The concept of these three things comes from the world. Done.
Fine, shut me down, but I still don't get it.
But you didn't get the other side before.
No, I did.
Not sure what to say. So now you should have both. That's perfect. That's what we want. It's a suffix. So now you have both sides. Yofi and Tofi. So says the Gemara. Okay, so that's the case. So again, now we have two chidushim that emerge from the first case of the Braisa. We have the chiddush of the Meiri, right, that he can't tell the Bachov and the Isha, wait to collect until I purchase inferior land. And we have the chiddush of the Chidush Harim, that if there isn't enough for everybody, we don't say that the Niza comes first, since he's the only one that's truly entitled to Idis. So that's case number one. That's case number one. Good. So says the Braisa Viter. Sorry, just what we have one more Rashi we didn't see. Ksubas Isha Biziboris. Bimasekhas Gitin Biparakanizok and Tani Taima Diosimisha Ish Rotel Isa Isha Rotli Nase. Why is it that the Ksuba of the Isha is from the inferior lands? Is because when the obligation towards the ksuba takes effect is at the moment of the initial marriage. It's not at the moment of the divorce. That's when the payment happens. The obligation takes place at the moment of the marriage. At the moment of the marriage, we have a chazaka that more than a man wants to get married, a woman wants to get married, and therefore she is willing to accept even the inferior land towards her ksuba so that it doesn't shter the shidduch. Fine. So that's the interesting. So that's the Gemara.
Very interesting stuff.
Very interesting stuff.
So you just made the one you
made. What?
Yeah, we should totally get off topic now.
We've been off topic all day. Eisve, Einu el Idis, Kulam Govim Mino Idis. If he only has Idis, they all collect him Idis. Beninis, Kulam Govim, Beninis. Ziboris, Kulam Govim, Ziboris. Good. Hayulo idis ubeninis viziboris nizakin beidis ubacho ubeninis uksubas isha viziboris. Okay, if you have three pieces of land and three chiyuvim, then each one collects from the one that they're supposed to collect from. Idis ubeninis. Now comes the more complicated.
Pshita,
yeah.
So why does it?
Look, or it's just trying to set up the next case. I think.
Set up topic two.
I don't think so.
Thank you.
Hayulo idis. Idis ubeninis, I'm sorry, if I two lines to the bottom. So what happens if there's only idis ain beninis? Nizakin beidis, bachov uksubas isha bebeninis. So if you only have idis and beninis, so then the nizakin get idis, and the bachov and the ksuba of the isha get Beninus.
Aren't they
all three equal? We have two pieces of land now.
This is based on the whole
right? Until now, in the first case, it was one piece of, there was only one type of land available. Yeah. Now, there is Idis and Beninus. So now, the only Chiddush is that the Ksuba of the Isha also gets from the Beninus. Yeah. Because, again, everybody agrees that there is a concept of categories of the show. I mean, the Gemara did not make up that concept in order to have the suffix beforehand. The Gemara knows that these categories exist. The question that we had in the suffix beforehand is what's relevant when the Torah says that the Mazik has to pay. Is it based on the categories that we know? Or is it based on his personal ones, once there is a miyut that exists? That's the suffix. But the categories exist. Says the Mari Cohen Sedek, he suggests that the fact that the Braisa uses the categories that are known does not necessarily mean that the Braisa is taking sides on this question of whether it's Bishilo or Bishalolam. Because since the categories already exist, there's nothing wrong with the Braisa using those categories to explain to us a din.
Okay, but it can't be that he doesn't have Idis or Ziboris, right?
Wait a minute.
We gave a case where it's Idis and Beinus.
Right.
That's not possible.
If it's Bishalo, it's not possible. Yeah, yeah. If it's Bishal Olam, it is possible.
Right.
So what he is saying is that just the language of the Braisa is not enough of a Raya. If you see it from a halacha in the Braisa, which at the end the Gemara is going to do, that's a raya. But if it's just the linguistics of the Braisa, there is nothing wrong with the Braisa using the categories that we know. The Braisa does not have to take sides in its linguistics in terms of this shayla. In terms of a halacha, if there's a halachic difference, which is what the Gemara is going to be medayik in the end, that is significant. That's the difference between the two. I think there was one more point. So here the Chiddush Eri Mozo says, so what's the Chiddush here? Right? If we have, what's the case now? Is that there are two pieces of land. There's an Iddis and a Bainanis. So what did we say? This is the Zakin. And the Balchov and the Ksuba. And the Balchov and the Ksuba get from here. So it's not the piece that's here. So what's the Kiddush? What's the Kiddush here?
You bumped up the Ktubat Isha to Bainanis.
What?
You bumped up the Ktubat Isha to Bainanis.
Right. So but there's nothing else left. So what else could we have done?
Also on a Durbanan level, it's supposed to be Bainanis.
Again, that's part of the discussion on the in Rashi on top, right? Yeah, the real question is, what midaraisa is she entitled to? But the other chiddush, perhaps, right, is that here also you could say that maybe the Baal Chov would be able to pick before the Ksubas Isha. Meaning he could say the same thing that we said before, and that the Baal Chov maybe will move in and say that I get rights to choose first, or if there's not going to be enough, I have more rights because it's on my level. Kamash Malan, that they are collecting and they are the same. So that's the next case. It is Bainanis, Bainanis with Ziburis. If there's Bainanis and the Ziburis, then what's the din? Nizakinu Balchov be Bainanis, Uksubas Isha be Ziburis. Right? So in this case, there's Beis and Zion, and we say that the Zikin gets here,
and the Ksuba
gets here. So says the Chiddush Erim, what's the Chiddush? The same thing. Again, the Gemara will deal with this case a little bit later.
It's kind of weird. The Nizak should split Ziburis.
Really, the Nizak should get knocked down all the way once he doesn't get his Idis? If you think that that's true, then you don't need the Chiddush Erim, because then that's the Chiddush.
No, just originally I thought whoever's land is theirs, so let's just say.
I think that
upper level, they get the first dibs, so that's why.
Oh, so I think that's exactly what he's saying, that's not the case.
How do they split up if there's different amounts of value? Like, what if there is practically, if everyone got paid in full, there would be not enough land.
So that's what we talked about before.
So you split it evenly?
So that depends on which obligation came first. There are halachas of the meal. So the chiddush over here, again, is that the nizakin doesn't get any more rights than the Baal Chov, even though he can't say like, oh, well, this is the best that we have. It's, to me, it's like the iddis. I should get more land.
The Baal Chov also came
from the verse. Right. Good. Iddis is Iboris. If there's only Idis and Ziboris, Nizakim beIdis uBachov uksubas Isha beZiboris. And here the Chiddush is that the Bachov gets knocked down. Rashi explains why is that true. So it says Rashi, Idis beZiboris, Nizakim beIdis uBachov uksubas Isha beZiboris. The Midoraisa Bachov beZiboris. Because Midoraisa the Bachov is really only entitled to Ziboris, Kedula Kaman, we're going to say later on. Rabbananum de Tokin Le Bebeninus. Mishum de in the Elas Delos Lulovin. Techa de Les Le Bebeninus, Les Le Sakanta. So why is it that the Baal Chov doesn't get upgraded to the Iddis, he gets downgraded? So Rashi says, because really,
he's not even supposed to have bainanus.
He's not never supposed to have bainanus. It's only a tekana derabanan that he gets bainanus because we want to encourage people to lend money. So this way, if he knows he'll get paid back better land, he's more likely to lend the money. And therefore, in this case, he gets the zigoras. What does all this have? So what's the eisvei? What's the eisvei here? Right? This whole thing was being brought as a kasha. So kasani miya metzia. What do we say in the middle? Bain is the ziboris, that if you have that case, right down there, Bais and Zion. If you have Bainanus and Ziboris, Nizakin the Balcho the Bainus, and Nizakin the Balcho get Bainanus, Uksubas Isha Biziboris. And the Ksuba the Isha gets Ziboris. So what's the Kasha? Vi'i Armit Bishelohen Shamin. If the din is that you pay it, and the valuations of what the land are based on the land that he has, ta'aseh beinus shelo ki'idis, then the beinus should automatically be upgraded to idis, because that's the best that he has, and it's based on him. And if the beinus turns into idis, then the bachlom should go down, like in the case of idis and ziboris.
Therefore,
Kasani Mia Mitsia, Bainan is Viziboris, Nizakin Ubako, Bainan is Viziboris, Vian Bishelo in Shaman. If it's true that we do it based on Shelo, that means we look at his own personal lands, then in this case, the Bainanus should turn into Idis, because it's the best that he has. And if the Bainanus turns into Idis, then now we have Idis and Ziboris, which is the same as the case that we had on top. And we said that if there's Idis and Ziboris, what's the din? The Bachlom gets from? Ziboris. So how come in this case, he gets from, the Bachlom gets from the Bainanus?
What is his question on?
His question is on Rebbe Abba. Right. Rebbe Abba assumed that it has to be Shalom. Right, like Tzvi Moshe, he was a big advocate that it has to be b'shaloh each other. The Beit Sadeo, isn't it obvious that that means shaloh? Well, says the Gemara, then how do you understand this brisa? If it's b'shaloh, then the case of Bainanus and Ziboris should turn into a case of Idis and Ziboris, and if it's an Idis and Ziboris case, then Nizakin should get from Idis, and the Bachlom should get from Ziboris. So from the fact that the Gemara says that in a case when there's only Bainanus and Ziboris, the Bainanus has a status of Bainanus, and the Zakin and Bachlom get from Bainanus, it must be Bishel Olam Hein Shamin. What on earth is Rabbi Abba's problem? Why did he reject Reb Shmuel Bar Abba Me'akronia? That, Rabbosai, is what you're going to have to lose sleep over Shabbos, so we'll have to pick up there after Shabbos.